This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, man, let's talk to Jason about what we saw over the weekend. Jason, good to have you on the program as always, man. And we talk about Atlanta United and what's going on and how things have been going with our club. Oh, he's not there again. All right, let's wait on it. There he is. There's Jason. What's going on, Jason?
Not much. CCV's having a day like Jair Marufo yesterday.
Yes, he is. Well, he's known to hang up on famous people, so don't be offended.
That's true.
I've heard this.
Yeah, Steph Curry. But let's talk about this 2-1 victory over NYCFC. What do you think the difference was as far as what we witnessed with our club yesterday? Everybody I was talking to just was excited to see the attacking style. Attack! What was that about?
You controlled the match. It's controlling the match. And you can't just be a blind attacking team if you don't have control of the match. And this was a game where you have two teams that both want to play. Dolme Tarrant talked about it afterwards. He said, if you want to have a chance to win in Atlanta, you've got to come in and be brave. You've got to try to play. You're not going to be able to sit back and just defend for 90 minutes and get out of there with a result. NYC tried to play. They led the league in possession coming into the weekend.
Right.
Atlanta dominated that here. That foundation allowed the team to attack in the way they did.
We were saying earlier, Jason, make sure I'm getting it right, because they do have come with a style which does allow us to do some of the things. We talked about this last week, the style makes the fight. To me, it was one of the most exciting matches of the season. And again, we'll see them again, unfortunately, in that bandbox of a stadium at Yankee Stadium. But is the light gone on for everything we've talked about, all the things we've been arguing about, not liking this or that or the style of DeBoer? Is everything now coming together and the guys, they understand what their roles are? Gressel doing what he does best, seeing Pity Martinez now. We haven't bellyached about Pity. Is this team in the best place it has been all season?
I think so. It's building blocks. I don't think you get to this stage if you don't go through some of the things you've gone through. I don't think you get to this stage if you haven't worked on some of the defensive principles that you want to do. I don't think you get to this stage without the development of a player like Miles Robinson, because he's able to clean up so many things that can happen when you commit numbers forward. And look, you're playing right now with two very attack-minded wingbacks in Julian Gressel, who has some experience and can do the defensive side of it, although it's not his strong suit, and Justin Merrim, who had no experience playing as a wingback. He had never played it before he was thrust into that situation. Neither one is a natural defender, but both are able to get it done, and the biggest part of why they can is you're dominating the game the other way. You're not putting them in defensive spots too often, and when you are, it's usually a Franco Escobar, a Miles Robinson with their range to clean everything up.
Jason, did we see Pity's best match? He had a 30-yard pass to Barco in the first half, that 60-yarder to Julian Gressel. And by the way, it really wasn't about scoring. I'm just specifically critiquing his performance. This is what Mike and I have been doing, and we're waiting on these special moments, and he keeps showing these flashes. And then he had the tackle in the second half. I just thought he had some really big moments in yesterday's match.
He was a key figure yesterday, and that's what you expect from Pity Martinez. If he gets goals, if he gets assists, great. I want him to be an important figure in the match. That's what you're looking for out of him. And he delivered. I mean, every time he was on the ball, you thought something special was going to happen. And the defensive stuff, the tackle, the work to create the penalty, those things are a cherry on top for me. It's the plays like the pass to Gressel that leads to the first goal. It's the just ridiculous ability to turn and hit a ball that no one on the field and probably no one in the building expected him to hit, and he puts it on Julian Gressel's right foot to give him a chance late. Pity Martinez is capable of things that no one else in this league is.
Just a fun match as we win 2-1. We'll talk more about what's going to come up on Wednesday and what to expect. It is our man Jason Longshore brought to you Heineken 0.0. Great taste and zero alcohol as Jason joins us. The defense, you talked about Miles Robinson. I know I ask you every week about Bello. I mean, are we kind of doing okay without him?
You are, but you'd love to get him back because it opens up some possibilities for you against the right opponent. Bello played just under 70 minutes yesterday with Atlanta United 2 in Louisville. And, you know, every time he plays, you want to see how he feels afterwards. You want to give him a minute to recover. But putting more minutes on the board this week compared to the previous week, that's a really good sign for George Bello. What he gives you is the ability to stay in the 3-5-2 and to have a more natural defender on that side, depending on the opponent you're playing. If you have to worry about a tough matchup for a Justin Merrim defensively, for example. But he also gives you the ability against certain opponents to go to 4-3-3. And if you want to try to figure out when Tito Villalba is fully ready to go, how to incorporate him, the 4-3-3 might be the way to do it. And it might work against certain opponents. It might not work against others. But you have more flexibility.
We're talking with Jason Longshore, guys. Atlanta United conversation coming off a big win over the weekend. 2-1 against NYCFC. They play again on Wednesday. It is not MLS, and we'll talk about that in just a second. We have to address what we're seeing with Joseph Martinez, though, and you know how spectacular he has been. When you talk about the scoring streak, the 10 games, what do you think with Joseph has been the difference? Because I don't think he was 100% yesterday, but we still got the best Joseph.
No, he wasn't 100%. You could see it on that first chance he had when he came up, just a little bit gimpy afterwards. The guy's just a machine. I mean, that goal that he scored, the first one, to go up over Maxime Cheneau, like he's not even there.
Right.
Joseph is just a ridiculously good player. And honestly, when you start thinking about it, and we think about great Atlanta sports performances over a three-year span, because that's what we're talking about now with Joseph. It's not just an amazing year. It's a three-year span where he has 70 goals in 76 matches. I don't know what you're putting that up against. I mean, it's a little hard to compare to some of the pitching performances of a Greg Maddux, for example. It's insane. I mean, it's just not something you see on a regular basis. When you start comparing where he is in terms of goal scored, multi-goal games, scoring streaks, all of the things, and you look at who he's surrounded by in the MLS record book, you're talking about guys who have played at least 50 more matches, sometimes 150 more matches. It's absurd what Joseph Martinez is doing.
He really is. He's doing it right here in our own backyard, guys. We've got so many good things between, you know, what's happening with the young Hawks, what happened with the young Braves players, and again, a guy who's the reigning MVP. Our man Jason Longshore. By the way, more on Antonio Brown and that saga coming up in an NFL Blitz, but we're talking United right now with Longshue, at Longshue on Twitter. All right, brother, what are we going to do against Club America? Historical matchup, the Campeones, the champions. Do we go with our best starting unit? What's it going to look like on Wednesday?
I think there's a few caveats to that, but you're going to go with as good of a lineup as you can on Wednesday, in my opinion. I think Tito Villalba is a big caveat because you want to play him. And if he can get you 45 minutes, if he can get you to halftime, I think you start him. And you get as many minutes as you can for him because you're going to need him down the stretch. You want to get him ready to go. Michael Parkhurst, Deion Pereira, Florentin Pogba, some guys who haven't seen the field as much lately. You want to keep them sharp because you're going to need them in the stretch run. This is a game where you can do it. I think Atlanta United, when you talk first choice, you're not talking 11 guys anymore. You're talking 15 to 18 guys. So you want to keep them all fresh. That's the balancing act here. And that's why where this game falls in the calendar makes it complicated, because ultimately I think it's going to end up being like a Super Cup game, where you see this in Europe this week, for example, where you have Liverpool and Chelsea, the Champions League winner and the Europa League winner. I think they're playing in Istanbul. It's early in the season. Right. It's a celebratory game. It's a great event. It's not the world's most meaningful game, but there is meaning to it. I think this, ultimately, the Campeones Cup can be that. It takes a little bit of time to build up the importance, but it's a game that you're playing a team from Mexico that has been historically that measuring stick for Major League Soccer teams. You want to put a good performance on the board. You want to lift a trophy in your own house, but you do have to balance those other things that the team is working on.
Jason, I said yesterday after the match, I'm starting to believe that this version of Atlanta United, this 2019 version, because every year is different, can do something special again, as we've seen with last year's version. Do you believe that as well with things coming together?
Yeah, I do. I think they're maybe more balanced than they've ever been. And that's the biggest difference is you think back to where we were last season at this point, gathering steam. You know that Red Bulls game is coming down the road at Red Bull Arena, and it ultimately didn't go well. The Toronto game at the end of the season didn't go well. You had to flip the team on its head and get very defensive in the postseason. I don't see that happening here. I think this is a team that is building to play in this manner, which is defensively responsible, but also committing a lot of numbers forward. I think this is how they're going to play from now until the last game they play in 2019.
We will have to go to Philadelphia, Jason. And I asked you this earlier in the season because at first we thought it was an aberration, but they're obviously atop the East this whole season. How are they doing it?
They're hanging around. They're a team that's really good in the midfield. Harris Madunian and Alejandro Bedoya, two of the better players in the midfield in this league. Defensively, they've been really solid. They have a top goalkeeper in Andre Blake, and they're getting enough goals. That was the question about Philadelphia was, are they going to be able to produce enough in the attacking end? They're doing okay. They still occasionally have some results that make you question where they're going to be. But these next 3 weeks on the road for Atlanta United, where you go to Portland, who is an MLS Cup contender, obviously we saw them last year. I think with all these home games coming up, they're going to be near the top of the Western Conference behind LAFC. Then you have Philly, and oh yeah, you have another trip to Orlando, who now they've got more to pile up on that revenge tour that they're trying to create.
Yeah. All right, man. It's always fun to talk with you. We appreciate the insight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.